Arise, my little plaything. Kidding, kidding. You know I don't care for such ridiculous things. I bet you thought you'd never see me again. Well, you were wrong. And the look on your face is priceless. You know, I have to admit, I love doing unexpected things, and you gave me the perfect opportunity. No. Look at you, observing your surroundings. We're no longer in the Mage's Guild. Though I'm still a part of it, I decided to learn from my past mistakes. So, you and I are in a more secluded area. You don't like it. That's too bad. I don't really care. I thought we decided to be friends. You trying to say you don't want to see me? I can send you back if you want, though. I cannot promise loss of limbs won't take place. The magic within the college is a lot more stable than it is out here. Well, I was thinking you could stay for a while. We could do friend things. You don't want to stay for a while. God, you know how to make a girl feel special. Well, I can't force you to stay. But I can convince you. I know you don't have magic where you come from, so if you stay in this world, maybe I can teach you a thing or two. Who knows, I might even let you take a little magic back with you. No promises. Oh, come on. Why the long face? Would I lie to you? Don't answer that. The answer is yes, I would, but have a little faith. Come on, I thought we were friends. Aren't you supposed to trust me? With your life, hopefully. Was a joke. In bad taste, but you should expect nothing less from me. Come on. Your demon best friend who summons you to another world to hang out. Expect the unexpected. Lesson number one. Come on, don't be a drag. Now, I need you to at least give me a little sign of faith that you trust me, even this little bit, or else I can't let you out of the pentagram. I can't do anything stupid if I think you're going to do anything stupid. So, can I trust you? Or do I have to keep an eye on you? Well, I'm gonna keep an eye on you no matter what you say. But it can be painful. Or not painful. You seem awfully curious about the painful option. I may not put a seal of bondage on you. It'll hurt like hell. Burns the skin. Nasty business. I'd prefer not to. I think it'd put a sour taste in this friendship of ours. Don't you think? Come on. I hear you a little bit more than that, don't I? You are my only friend, after all. But you're not from this world. I can't have you running off and getting eaten. Oh, yeah. There are plenty of deadly aspects of this planet. Many of which you are unequipped to handle. All of which you are unequipped to handle. So what's it gonna be? Are we going to agree or disagree? Good. Good. I have to admit, I was hoping you'd disagree. I won't go into that. Never mind. Pretend I didn't say anything. Of course I'd never hurt you. Probably. Anyway. Magnus Ognimatus. You may walk free. You don't look very happy. Not for someone who's just been set free. Well, there's all kinds of magic that I can teach you. We can start with the basics, or... I can't tell if you're joking. Well, of course, there's sex magic. Who do you think we are, heathens? I've done a little experimenting, though I can't say I've ever really tried it with anyone. You're not implying that we should... You're a lot more bold than I thought you were. So, I take it that means you don't want to be friends. Well, that's too bad. My dear best friend, I'm afraid you and I don't know that much about each other. I'm not saying no. This is the second time you and I have seen each other. If you want me that bad, you're gonna have to work for it. Maybe we'll try some things this time and... we'll see where it goes from there. I know this small one, it's... for beginners, if you will. Like a... invigorating spell. It gives us more energy and... well... why don't we just try it? Here. Give me your wrist. Just a little blood. That's all. And I make a mark here. On your lover's stomach, right above your... I'm not shy. I don't know what you're talking about. I have plenty of experience. I just... well, you're a human. It feels a bit... never mind. Give me more of your blood. I need to mark myself as well. Why are you looking at me like that? You've never seen a naked girl before. That's somehow not surprising. Okay, fine, you have. I'm only teasing. Do you think it's working? Do you feel any different? I do. I don't know how to explain it. I just kiss me, okay? What are you doing? You shouldn't touch me there. I didn't say I didn't want it, I just said that. Fuck. Wow, human. I didn't expect that from. You are gonna piss me off because I didn't think you had that in you, and I hate being wrong. No, I'm not done with you. Lay down. Do I give a fuck if we're in the middle of a forest? Here. On my dress. It'll be fine. And take off that ridiculous shirt. You don't need it. Much better. No. You'll see what we're going to do. I'm gonna. What? You don't want to? Let's see. Maybe you have a word for it on your world. I put this here, this beast in my mouth, and you get a taste of me. 69. Like the number? Why ever would you call it that? I suppose that makes sense. Now shut up. And let me sit on your face. Mm. It's getting so much bigger already. Surprisingly good at this. Thing with your tongue. I can lay down if you want. Sure. I don't mind it being all about me. Sorry. You're gonna have to suck it up. If you don't want me to pull your hair, you shouldn't be too fucking good at this. I'm shaking, idiot. My best friend. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh.